welcome to the second episode of Vincent's Chronicles. Today I have one guest joining me. He is a lifelong musician and a philosophy enthusiast. Welcome to the show, Liam.
Hey, Vincent.
Welcome to the show, Liam.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we tried to do one and it just didn't, like, I don't know what happened, but we lost the recording.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I wasn't recording or something like that.
Well, now we're here.
Yeah, and you're doing it all, so there's no chance yep. I'm going to mess it up.
Now I'll mess it up, I bet. Like, the one with Tyler, I was supposed to have video portion two, but some weird thing happened. I was using Skype with that one. Now I'm using Zoom, so let's hope it actually works, and okay. Who knows.
Did you test who knows? It first?
Yeah, I tried testing it first.
Okay, good.
That's what I was doing. I said, oh, we'll film at 8, and now it's 8:52, so... Okay. That's what I've been doing for the last hour.
Oh.
So, let's hope it works, and I think we're going to get into our first topic, which is our classes for next year. So, I know you have a bit of an untraditional learning style, so do you want to talk about what that is?
Well, I'm actually just going to college early, so I kind of... Basically, I'm going to college early through a program... So yeah, that's it. I would be a sophomore in high school this year, but I'm a freshman in college.
All right, so I'll go first. I'm gonna say what I'm doing next year, and then I'll have Liam say what classes you're taking. I'm not sure if that's how it all works, but I'm pretty sure that's how college works, like, right?
Yeah. We just pick our classes before each semester.
Yeah, that's what I like. Well, you go semester by semester. I have to go year by year. So I'll say for me, I'll do all year. For you, you could say your fall semester or something. All
right, yeah.
So for my next year, I'm taking – I got to think. I have to think. I'm taking AP Chemistry. Then I'm going to do Pre-Calc. Then I'm going to do AP US History. Then I'm going to do – English 11, because I'm a sophomore now, junior next year, and then I'm gonna do AP Computer Science A, and then I'm also gonna be doing, it's called Career and Technical Exchange. I don't know what the last thing is. It's Career and Technical something, it's branded as a alternative learning center. It's I don't know how to describe it, but. You can go there during the day and you learn like specific skills that are career specific. So I'm gonna go in for IT specialist, and that'll be what I'm doing next year. So Liam, what are you doing fall semester?
That's awesome, Vincent. I'm majoring in music. So next semester, let's say I'm taking an English course. Be my second English course. I'm taking a forensics course, because we required that had to take a science. So I'm taking forensics. Then obviously I'm taking music courses. So. Like music theory and I'm not taking music theory. I'm not taking music theory next semester, but taking lessons for bass. I'm in a band, chamber singers, a couple other courses. I think one or two others. I can't remember off the top of my head. But a lot of music stuff, which is good. What I want to be doing. And yeah, that's about it. I was considering being a psychology major last semester, but after a semester that I changed my mind. So I'm going to get my 2-year degree in music at the community college.
All right. That is interesting. So yeah. I think it's a good thing for you doing your college early. That's why I'm doing a whole bunch of APs. Like, I did an AP this year, and I took the test. I don't know what I'm going to get yet, but I'm doing that, and that kind of transitions into my summer plans. I'm not sure about your summer plans, but my summer plans include some kind of college thing. Yeah. So I'll do my clarity kind of budged into my thing, and I'll let Liam talk about your summer plans, of course. So for July, I'm going to be doing driver's ed. I already said this in the Tyler podcast, but I'm going to re-say it again. So Lima knows. I'm going to be doing driver's ed in July, and then I'm going to take two college courses, one American literature, one world history, over the summer, and then take the exams, which are kind of like AP exams, but they're not. Like they're made by College Board, but they're different, really. I don't know. So I'm taking that, and then I'll be getting, hopefully I'll pass them. So I'll have two or three college credit exams done by junior year. That's nice. What my plan is anyway. Hope I can pass those. So hopefully I do.
What are those in?
They're CLEP exams. They're college level examination program exams.
What are you being tested on?
American literature and world history.
Oh, did you say that? Did I miss that?
Yes, I did say that.
That's cool. Nice.
All right. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, so I'm, as far as what I plan to do for colleges in the future, I'm hopefully going to, after I finish my 2-year, I'm probably going to go to another SUNY school, possibly Purchase. I don't know if you know where that is, but it's downstate more, before Long Island, but downstate nonetheless, to get my bachelor's. And then what my goal is I want to work towards a sort of a scholarship. It's just a program that they're doing at Berkeley in Massachusetts. That's a 1-year master's program that's free if you get into it, right? So it's sort of like a scholarship, basically. But you have to apply for that, and that's what I want to go for. So what I'm actually doing this summer is I'm doing a base workshop at Berkeley in Massachusetts, a 3-day base workshop with, I would be surprised if you knew him, Vincent. His name is Victor Wooten. He's very popular bassist. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not really sure who that is. So
he has a TED Talk, actually.
I'll just go with the fact that he's good. I don't know who he is. You do.
Yeah, he's a famous bassist. And Steve Bailey, who's also a famous bassist. It's a workshop with the both of them for 3 days. You stay on campus at Berkeley. I think it's on campus. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that's in August. So I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds really good. That sounds great.
Yeah, and speaking of, I also got my permit just a couple days ago.
So good. Congratulations. I had my permit because I've been 16 for a month longer than you have.
Nice.
I've been driving. If you want to talk about have you driven yet?
Yeah, I've driven.
Oh, good. So do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I have a, it's taken me a while to get used to how long yellow lights are. So I ran two red lights so far in 3 days.
That's what the permit's for.
Right, I've been driving quite a bit, but the yellow lights are kind of getting to me. So I'm not sure when I should stop, and I just end up running it. Well, I haven't crashed, so we're doing good. Other than that, I think I've picked it up quite fast.
That is a good thing. So for my driving, it's been longer because I haven't driven as much, probably because you've recently, right? Because your birthday was last week or something.
26th.
So you had a couple days. I've probably driven probably about how long you've been, even though I've had my permit for longer, because I've really only driven four or five times. Yeah.
Do you want to drive? You're not nervous to drive, are you?
I'm a little nervous. Just a little bit.
But you would.
I had more confidence before. I think I had 2 days of driving, four. I think I had actually six total, I feel like. After 4 days, I was driving down the arterial roads, main streets and that kind of thing.
Nice, good, yeah.
And I was driving back to my house, and I live in a neighborhood where there's cars on both sides of the road parked, so I was trying not to hit them.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And let's just say that I got on the curb a little bit, and then I missed the stop sign because I couldn't see it because the car was parked in front of it, which is not which is legal, but of course they didn't care. So gotcha. That could have. Luckily, there was no one coming, so I didn't crash or anything. But
oh,
it could have been bad.
That was good. Yeah, I was. Yeah, it could have been much worse.
Yeah, and then over like last weekend, I got more confidence, more, better. I went through a car wash for the first time. It was surreal seeing it. Like, yeah. It was weird driving through the car wash.
Have you been on a highway yet?
No. No.
I'm still working towards a highway. I was on Harry L. Drive, like that big four-way intersection on
Harry yeah.
L.
Yeah. Oh, nope.
And I drove on Front Street as well.
Ugh.
Vestal slot. Yeah, I'm picking it up pretty fast.
Yeah.
I usually, my mom lets me drive. I just... If we're going somewhere and I'm there, I'm just like, can I drive? And she usually lets me in. Tomorrow I'll probably end up going on a highway. Figure that out.
Congratulations on your driving.
Thank you. It's very fun. I like it. Although, I'd imagine it probably can get old.
Yeah.
Driving everywhere.
Yeah, I remember Tyler, did you watch that podcast or no?
I started watching it. I didn't finish it.
Yeah. So one of the things he said was driving, you learn it in like 6 months, but you use the skills you learn in 6 months for your whole life, really. So yeah. I thought that was interesting for him to mention. I think that's a good thing to think about.
Yeah.
Like, I've never thought about that. Like, the thing I'm learning now, I will be probably using for the rest of my life.
Definitely, yeah. Unless you
stop driving.
Unless you blow up and you get a chauffeur.
Or you... Or you drive
in the self-driving cars.
Or you just live in New York City, so you don't drive.
Self-driving cars are a big thing now. They're getting bigger. I was watching a Joe Rogan podcast. I don't know if do you listen to anybody else's podcasts?
I have, but not much.
It's a good way to. I think it'd be good for you to just take some time and watch some famous podcasts.
So you're watching them, so they're like video podcasts,
yeah,
not audio.
Joe Rogan, some of them are audio, but Joe Rogan does video ones on Spotify, which is interesting. I didn't know you could do video on Spotify.
I didn't know that either. Like this podcast that you're listening to right now is on Spotify if my distributor works correctly, which it usually does. I don't think I've had any issues with it, but... I've never heard of a video podcast being on Spotify before.
Yeah, there's videos on podcast. You just watch it, and then it like shows up in the bottom right corner, and you can make it bigger, and then, yeah, you got a video. It's pretty interesting. But I was watching one with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he was talking about they're talking about scientific advancements and what the predictions were for the future. And he predicts, he believes very strongly that within the next 5 years, self-driving cars are going to blow up, and they're going to be everywhere. Because if you think about it, most people replace their car in 5 years. So I think he said next 5 to 10 years. But that sounds about right. Because, I mean, they already have Teslas, right? And, if we're being honest, like, machines will drive much better than humans do.
Yeah, that
especially,
is definitely
especially
true.
Especially if there's a network of them, a network of information, you know what I mean? So, like, a lot of people say, like, oh, if there's something in the road, and then their systems get thrown off. But the point is that, like, they're going to all be communicating with each other. So, if there's something in the road, another Tesla already saw it miles ahead of you.
So they know
about it, right?
Because if I remember correctly, Teslas aren't 100% self-driving. The functionality is there, but legally, yes. Like, they don't have the clearance from the government to even try.
I think that might be... I don't know about the legality. I know they can do it, though.
Autopilot, you can... Are. But that's only on, like, certain highways. That they do have the capability of doing, like, full-on self-driving, but...
I'm not sure what the capabilities are, but I know they can do it. And I know that it's probably going to be something that we all adapt, because... I mean, people die in car crashes a lot.
Yeah.
You're more likely to die in a car crash than a lot of things. So I would expect, and I would agree with him, like, especially if, I mean, traffic would move so much faster. It would definitely be worth it.
Yeah, that is definitely a good thing to think about.
What's your opinion on it? Would you, a lot of people don't trust it. They say that they would never do it because it's, you know. I mean, I would agree. Like, I'd probably be too scared. If I had a Tesla, I'd probably just want to drive it myself.
Yeah, I think with self-driving cars, it's a good idea. It's definitely going to happen in the future, I think. But I wouldn't trust it fully unless I knew for a fact it would work correctly at all times.
Yeah.
And you can never get that fully 100% accuracy in anything. Because I've taken programming classes. I know.
Yeah.
Nothing, there's such a thing as an undecidable problem, in which case you can't – you can never figure out everything for sure. Decision problem. You can never figure out anything for sure. So I think, yes, you have self-driving cars, but – the driver should still be required to or be able to take control of the vehicle if necessary. Like, if the vehicle, yeah. Like if you think the vehicle is going weird, you can put your hands on the wheel and you could drive it as normally.
I definitely think that we're going to get to a point where that won't even be necessary.
Yeah, because in the future, if computers keep getting better and better because, I don't know what remember what the theory is, but, like, every couple of years they just, like, upgrade constantly.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, our advancements happen a lot faster than we predict them oftentimes, right? So, and, like, think about, in the 1930s. Well, no. When was our space exploration age? That was
the 60s.
That was the 60s, right?
I think it was the 60s. And,
like, it was, if you think about, like, 10 years before we... The space exploration upshot faster than anyone else predicted it to, or anyone in the world really predicted it to, right? Like, we went from having, we went from basically not being able to build a spaceship that didn't blow up on the launch pad to, like, going back and forth to the moon 6 times and more in, like, a span of 10 years, really. This is all stuff they talk about in the podcast. I'm getting a lot of these ideas from that. I just think it's probably fair that I say that. But, we produce technology oftentimes faster than we expect it to. So, yes. That's not reliable information to make a prediction off of, but it's something to keep in mind. And I think that, we already do rely on technology for a lot of people's lives. You know what I mean? Like, there are probably millions of lives a day that are dependent on some sort of technology that we made.
Pacemakers and insulin, yeah, and
you know what I mean, if the
dialysis,
if the programs that are used to keep trains in contact with, or planes, sorry, in contact with people on the ground who are mapping them out, and
air traffic control and
air traffic train control and whatever, if the programs there fail, you know, the consequences could be seriously fatal. So it's only a matter of time, I think, until we put our fate in the hands of self-driving cars.
Yeah, and I do, and it was Apollo 11, the flight that landed people on the moon was 1969.
Yeah, so that was the first one, right?
No, that wasn't the first attempt. That was when they actually did it.
No, that was, yeah, I think, right, like, that was Apollo, the first time landing on the moon. That
well, yeah, Apollo 1 didn't Apollo 1 didn't happen, but, like, pretty sure Apollo 1, like, broke itself.
Yeah, that was their first time actually getting on the moon, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
like, their first, yeah, their first attempt of getting up in the space.
Right, so I think it was, like,
the 67. 50s. Like the, no, 50s. It was the 60s.
No, I'm saying, like, in the 50s, we didn't even have a rocket ship that wouldn't explode on the landing.
Yeah, but, like, Apollo 1 exploded, but that was, that happened in 1967.
So you're going, you said you want to be an IT specialist, right? Or that was the class you were taking, at least.
Yeah, for my career technical program, yep.
Nice. So what exactly does that entail?
From what I've heard, it's putting together computers, taking them apart, like getting to know the ins and outs of them, and then, like, troubleshooting issues and... essentially, yeah, that kind of thing. And then you walk out with what is an A plus certificate, which means pretty much you can just walk into any place, not walk in, but you have to like apply, but you can get pretty much a good paying job right out of high school.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you enjoy that?
Yes, I do.
You enjoy? That's good. Good for you. Yeah, I unfortunately, what I enjoy doing, you don't make a lot of money, but you can.
Music.
Yeah.
Only if you're
Yeah, but
famous.
I. Well, yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily true, but there's a lot of people behind the music industry that make a lot of money that you might not know about.
You know, like
Like
producers and that kind of
producers
thing.
and audio engineers. Yeah, audio engineers make good money. But that's not even what I want to do, so. But yeah, I think that it'd be a waste for me to do anything else. I'm not going to spend too much money on college because a music degree is not really worth anything except like the only reason I'm doing it is because of what I'm going to be learning and the people I'll be interacting with. The degree is not really worth much. Bragging rights.
Yeah,
Bragging rights. The
that's good though. That's still good.
$1,000 bragging rights. I'm playing music all day. So, and I'm making videos, making content for my Instagram account right now. It's good. I enjoy it. It's really fulfilling work, and I would hate to do anything else.
That's the number one thing. You have to like what you want to do,
Right.
'cause otherwise it's useless. It's pointless. Like
And you can
the
fail at doing something you hate as well.
Yeah, that's
Like,
true, the two.
you can spend your whole life doing something you hate and also fail, so at least do what you like. I don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, like, I could not, I physically couldn't imagine, like, forcing myself to get a college degree in something that I don't like just to make money. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Yeah. Not everything's about money.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's
You
definitely
know,
true.
money isn't gonna make you hate your job less. I mean, I guess technically it could, but it's not gonna make the actual job any different. After a point, you're just gonna be doing what you hate. That's the way I look like that. That's the way I look at it, at least.
Yeah, that is definitely a good way to look at it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing what you like.
Yeah, I'm happy.
That's
Same thing
good to see.
with you. But you're
That's good to
happy you're
see.
not wasting your life on something dumb. That
Yeah.
what you're doing, you choose to do something that you really want
A lot of
to
people would say I am wasting my life on something dumb.
do. Of
A lot of
course.
people would say that, but
You just push them off to the side. How I
yeah.
think of it is, you get on my train or I sleep at the station.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So yeah, so this summer I'm doing that camp. I'm excited for that. That'll
That's
be
good for
a
you.
good
Good.
experience,
That's good.
I think. Because
That's
I don't.
definitely
There's
a
not a
good
lot of. There's
idea.
not a whole lot of music programs around, and the band that we have is very informal and not what you would experience anywhere else. What else have you been doing lately, like content-wise? You made the documentary. Was that occupying a lot of your time?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I made a documentary over the last school year, and it was a long process.
Yeah.
It took a lot out of me, because
I
it
like that
started in
though.
September, and I uploaded it in April, so it took forever.
You liked it though, right?
Yes, it was definitely a good thing to spend the year on.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Jeez, I didn't even think about how long that's got to take. It's a
Yeah.
long process. I sit down and bang out like a video if I make something in a day.
Yeah, that was definitely the most
Couple
involved I've ever
hours
gotten
is
on a video.
really.
Like, usually it takes me about a day to edit a video.
You think you'd
This
do it
took
again?
me probably, but with maybe more help or
Yeah,
a
yeah.
better direction probably.
Yeah, I don't I would say I could help you out if you ever needed it.
I don't know, same thing. What things do you do to occupy your time at home, or 'cause you don't go into
Yeah.
school, you're on remote for
Right.
most of your
So
time,
I'm
right?
yeah, well I'm out now. I've been out for about a week.
Lucky,
So
'cause I
I'm
still
in the
have
summer,
like
yeah.
a week and a
Yeah.
half of school plus
Yeah.
finals.
I know, I feel bad. too bad for you guys. That's all my friends. I don't have anyone to hang out with.
Yeah, well, you can talk, call us. We'll just be in the middle of school still.
Yeah. So I'm practicing a lot, practicing bass mainly. That's my main instrument. Yeah, so I practice. I'm making videos for my Instagram. That's a lot of fun. I do jujitsu.
Really?
Just picked that up a couple months ago. I picked it up in like early April, maybe March, maybe mid end of March. It's gotta be it was early March. Well, no, I've been doing it for longer than I thought. Early March. I picked it up. And I love that. It's great. It's therapeutic. It's good. I do that Monday, Wednesday. I work out a couple times a week. Try to at least once or twice. Going a lot of walks. Like being in nature. It's good. Listen to music a lot. That's a lot. That's a big part of being a musician. It's just listening to music. But you got to like intentfully listen. And it's kind of hard to describe, but I listen a lot. I don't read, but I'm trying to read more.
Yeah, I definitely probably should read more than I do.
Yeah, and I play with my bandmates as well, and hang out with my friends.
Well, that's definitely good. That's definitely good.
Yeah, I'm glad that I kept in touch with everyone, even after leaving. It's good to, because I don't talk to anyone from college.
Because you don't really know anyone because you're remote.
Yeah, well, I know some of them, but it's still kind of weird to hang out with them outside of class, because the age difference is significantly there. But... yeah, then that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And driving now.
That's
a fun hobby, I guess. I'll probably want to drive more once I get my license, because I'll be able to do it by myself.
Well, yeah, with the license, it's a bit restricted, definitely. That's why I'm going for driver's ed, because you can get your full license at 17.
What is the difference?
Driver's ed, like, instead of doing a 5-hour, you take driver's ed. You get your full license at 17, and the difference is your junior license, you can't drive at night, and you can't drive in New York City, but no one would want to do that anyway. And I'm not sure about driving out of state, but with full license, you definitely can drive out of state.
I think you can drive out of state.
Probably. I just didn't really look into it.
How long is driver's ed?
It's about a month, but you get Zoom classes and you get in-person driving instruction.
I might try it. I don't know. I think I'll just do a 5-hour. I think a month is... Wait, you don't have to take driver's ed, right?
No, you don't have to. I'm going to do it just so I can get my license early.
Yeah, I think I'll probably just... Well, you get your license. You still get your license at the same time.
But yeah, I know. But you get your full license.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I have the dedication to do that. That's... I think I want to just use my time of having no classes.
Yeah.
That's good you're doing it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're driving. I hope you get to drive more.
All right. So is there anything else you really want to talk about?
No, I think that's it. That's good.
All right. So I want to thank everyone for listening to this. I hope you enjoyed it. Liam, is there anything that you want to plug?
Just follow my Instagram, Liam. It's liam.playsbass.
Yeah, I know you've had many of them, because I think one of the old ones, because for those of you who don't know, I had a podcast, and I deleted them all because they were awful and weird, and I'm trying to rebrand everything. So he had a different Instagram, and I screwed it up in the beginning, so I fixed it, but it takes forever for podcasts to update.
Yeah. Sorry, no worries. Yeah, liam.playsbass.
Yes, and I'll have you give it to me so I can put it in the description correctly.
Sounds good.
So thank you for watching this, and I will see you next time.
Nice talking to you, Vincent.
Yeah, bye-bye.